Cliff Central.
The revolution.
I've got something important to tell you.
CliffCentral.com.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
It's Wednesday and it's the football show, a show about football, nudes, nutmegs. I'm pretty much done.
Yo.
Yeah, do you want to tell me what this show is about?
Turn me up.
Are you not up?
Yeah, that's good.
Okay, all right. How's everyone today, guys? You guys all right?
Yeah, hello. Good,
man. We paid rent today, man. Debit orders went off today.
Debit orders.
The mood is somber.
What are debit orders?
Financial rent.
Uh oh. ANC money.
ANC money.
Gupta in the building. Oh, Black wow. Guptas.
Black Guptas in the building. State capture. What?
What?
Oh my god. Oh my god. Anyway, it's Wednesday, and as you all know, it's the football show, a show about football, news. I'm still trying to figure out what we're calling it today, but I'll have it just now.
About football.
And what
about
else?
Nicolette.
About AFCON qualifiers.
About AFCON qualifiers.
PSL contribution to the rise of Zimbabwean football.
Yes.
And
international friendlies.
And Triple M, the pyramid scheme.
Yeah. Triple M pyramid scheme. So.
You work in finance. You should know this.
Kyrie Irving.
Kyrie Irving.
Oh my yes, God. Yes.
Shenanigans.
Yes.
Chased pains.
Chest pain.
Chased pain hijacking.
Chased pain.
Barry Manandi and Nicolette Mashile, welcome.
Yes. Actually, speaking of Barry, we need to call him later on in life.
Our rodent listeners will know Nicolette well.
Yes.
From her.
Some rodent
most
listeners.
Will know Nicolette well from her antics over the years.
She's a new Nicolette, though. Let her live, bruh.
Okay, please,
let her live.
My bad.
Yeah. Anyway.
People change.
Please, God.
Here's some intros for those of you who do not know us. Some call her the fundamental building block of the yellow bone race. Some call her the mitochondrion of the yellow bone cellular structure. And that forbidden fruit was a metaphor used to describe her essence long, long ago when her swag roamed the lush greens of the Garden of Eden, which caused Adam to lose his innocence as he decided that it was inappropriate to be naked around her while in the presence of her swag. All we know is that she is the godmother of all things yellow, the Old and New Testament of yellow-born religious and moral values, the public protector of the color of yellow.
Wow.
The guardian of the yellow-born constitution, the goddess Nandi Shabalala, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
She's again at her real job.
Hey, rent has to be paid.
Rent has to be paid, fam.
It's debit order season.
Do you want to do this?
I want to do Nicolette, man.
I
want to do Nicolette's intro. Come
okay,
on.
You don't. All right. Okay, cool.
Some say that in her younger years, she drove men of all races crazy at the sight of her Mpumalanga bred thighs.
Yes.
Which are rumored to be descended from the original Ndlovukazi herself.
The original Ndlovukazi.
And that on top of her looks, she had the ability to make men spontaneously come bust with otherworldly ecstasy at the sound of her voice.
Yes.
All we know is that she has the most fire thighs the side of the equator.
Yes.
Host of Khao TV's Assertiveness talk show.
Yes, yes,
and apparently, now generations greatest.
Yes.
Best.
Yes.
Swaggiest.
Yes.
First rodents on generations.
Yes. First rodents on generations.
Watch the ratings soar.
Soar.
Through the roof.
Oh my
Boss
God.
Dog shit. At I'm Coco Mash, a.k.a. Nicolette Mashile.
In the building.
Nicolette.
Welcome.
What was that?
Mpumalanga royalty.
Mpumalanga in the building. Mpumalanga royalty in the building. What's up, Nicolette?
What's up?
What it do?
I'm
first
so
time I met Nicolette.
What?
2006.
Do you want to whisper it?
Yeah, in Smut's house.
Uh huh.
I open my door after someone bangs, like the landlord. Bangs on my freaking door. I see Nicolette. She's there with Slick. Slick is in boxes. This is before she. This is before she got bricked. Slickers and boxes. She's there. She's like, dude, do you have any weed? And I'm like, I don't even know you. You could be cops. That's Nicolette. A legend.
That's Nicolette.
That's the old Nicolette.
That's the old Nicolette.
Would you like me to do your intro, Direct Jesus?
Yes. Do me.
Yes, I will do you.
Do me.
Do me, I do you.
As we speak, he is currently finessing the last book in the Old Testament of Durag Bible, which obviously includes anecdotal but factual historical texts such as the Durag Genesis.
Woo!
The Exodus of the Durag.
Woo!
The Durag Judges.
Woo!
The Durag Deuteronomy. And
woo!
Last but not least,
Durag Leviticus.
The last almanac of the trials of all Durag.
You forgot Durag Leviticus. How I live.
We are
how I levitate.
The Durag Book of Job. All we know is that he is the in-house oracle of all things football. The Moses, the Elijah, the David, the Solomon, and the Jesus of Durag culture.
Hallelujah.
The man whose twang was so strong it could have kept Jesus from falling down due to the weight of his cross at the feet of Simon of Cyrene.
Yes, yes.
Whose twang has the
yes.
tensile strength of 1,000 Zulu assegais.
Sure.
The incorruptible Nigerian, the exemplary immigrant, a model of virtue, the God, Durag Jesus.
Yeah. Home Affairs knows my name, man.
Wow.
Common question.
Oh, yes. Would you like, are you going to do me? Is it my turn to be? It's
your turn to be
we
done.
We are told.
No. Is
that he has taken to reading the Bible in public places like strip clubs to people from all walks of life like strippers.
Heartbreak.
He is reported to be a great fan of Mary Magdalene, who he believes is a beacon of light and hope for all strippers as she managed to leave her life of public service to go kneel
stripping
at the feet of Jesus.
Stripping is public service.
He is quoted on numerous
Scrippers.
Occasions Scrippers. As saying Mary Magdalene is the Oprah of her time and she became a symbol of what is possible when you put your energies behind all endeavors.
Yes.
All we know is that he is a philanthropic Philistine.
Yes.
The only man currently lobbying Parliament to legislate for decent working hours.
Yes.
And fair pay for exotic dancers across the length and breadth of this country.
Yes.
Wow.
The God.
Yes.
Common question. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
The man.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
He needs no introduction.
Thank you. I need no introduction. Now, this man, we are told that as part of his philanthropic forays into plebeian society, yes, plebs, he once went to a German old age home in the depths of Johannesburg to read out the entire Bible, not for the purposes of religion, but to hold it up as an almanac of Jewish history, which is filled with values of resilience.
Very true, yeah.
And
yeah.
strength and hope in the face of unimaginable adversity.
Jeez, who would have thought?
All we know is that he is the godfather of black privilege, the man who always goes long on telecom stocks because you never lose with tech. The man with the biggest collection of pastel cardigans this side of the equator, the god, Theo Mojo.
Theo, what's happening? We're back.
We heard
show.
Some of you on these streets thinking that we're dead, we're
no,
gone,
we're
not coming back. We heard you. But we are here. Joao usually makes his unceremonious entrance at the roundabout this time, but we'll still do his intro.
Yeah.
Would you like to do Theo Mojo?
Rumor has it that he is currently working on a third testament of the Judean Christian Bible, the Hipster Testament.
Yes, the Hipster
The book that will defy Andy Warhol, Jean-Michel Basquiat, Celo Dika, Janis Joplin, Jimi Hendrix, Brenda Fassie, and
yes.
Daniel Sturridge, of all people.
Yes,
all we
all
know
hipsters.
Is
those
that he
hipsters.
Is the in-house cool kid, the man with the most immaculate fade
yes, of, all,
of
time.
All time. Mr. Yes. Fade Matthews, a.k.a. Antonio Bandana, a.k.a. Mr. It No Longer Goes Down in My DMs.
It No Longer
the
Goes
God,
Down
The God, Jao Matthews.
Oh, yeah.
He is unfortunately being held up.
By other hipsters.
By other hipsters.
Who don't shower.
Yeah.
Who don't shower.
Ground rules, man.
Ground rules. Oh, man. Let's turn the music down. Turn the music down, ooh. DJ, for this. Tell them, Theo. Tell them.
On the 25th of March, 2015.
Oh, yeah.
Five crazy people started a show about football and nudes and nutmegs and Obama and white privilege and strippers and racism and sexism and Moses Chunga and AKA and Black Les and Clem Owisa and Simi Arif and Tim Sugazi.
Yes.
Some
yes.
people were crazy enough to listen to them.
Yes.
To those people who listened to them, we just want to say
thank you.
We love you. And here's to growth and many more years of the football show.
Yes.
One year on,
and the football show is still going.
Yeah,
oh,
still
man.
Going. Can you believe it?
Yeah, but thank you to all our listeners, man. We love you guys. You guys are the most awesomest, the most fire, the most mixtape of all people of all time. Of all time.
Oh.
Now let's let Nicolette feel less awkward here. She just thinks she's in the presence of goons.
Wow.
Oh. We are actually a football show.
Yeah.
So let's talk about football. Those who want to get a hold of us, fans can tweet us using the hashtag TheFootballShow, or you can tweet us at FootballShowCC, or you can call us on 0861-555-189, or alternatively, like our Facebook page, The Football Show, emphasis on football with a PH, ! They said I should say that.
Okay.
They can also follow us on Periscope at Football Show. Right. Whew, that took a long time.
AFCON qualifiers,
news and results.
Oh my God.
Nigeria is
a reflection of their country.
We are on our way to qualify.
What do you mean reflection of your country? You don't even have your own currency. Get the fuck out of here, man.
Listen to these guys.
Wow.
You don't even have your own currency.
This country.
Foolish. Outpost of imperialism.
What just happened?
Reflection of my country.
Nigerian football is a reflection of the current.
Can you buy a mirror in your country? Nonsense.
I loved watching the Egypt game in Nigeria? The 25,000 seater stadium
with 40,000
men and women crammed
into 25,000.
There were guys climbing on top of light. I don't know what that structure was in the middle, but it
was
like lights.
It was it's all swag.
And what happened?
It's all swag.
You were leading 1-0. 1 minute till the end of the game.
Witchcraft.
Wait. Hold up. Before you guys carry on, do you guys watch Shameless?
Yeah.
You guys remind me of Shameless.
Thank you very much.
No, that is such an insult.
I'm still trying to figure out who's Frank.
That is the worst show on television,
what?
Man.
What do you mean?
Every time this I watch Shameless, I feel like I have to take a hot shower.
Like you have to bathe in
I
Dettol.
I have to like cleanse my soul.
I won't lie, the funniest part was when he shagged the grave.
Oh my God.
And he was sniffing that girl's panties. I thought, this is where TV is going.
Oh, wow.
This is brilliant. But anyway, enough about shagging graves. Nigeria, what happened, man?
Dude, I don't even know, man. Witchcraft. Has to be witchcraft.
And yesterday it was a 1-0 in Alexandria.
I don't know.
And man. The 1-1 draw. I saw Alex Iwobi coming in is he regretting making his debut for the Nigerians?
I think he's a quality player. He'll fit in well with the Super Eagles.
I mean, and watching us against Egypt, we played very well. Mm-hmm. We played some of the most attractive football we've
in the first leg or this. Oh, I mean,
both
the first
legs,
time.
Both legs,
both the first leg,
both just, rounds.
I saw who was it? Inacho made the goal and scored by I don't know who it was. The right back. How on earth did they let that goal in the last minute of the game?
Witchcraft.
What? Witchcraft.
Witchcraft.
Mohamed Salah leaving him
witchcraft.
Unmarked.
Witchcraft.
But Egypt has come up with a lot of good players, eh? Mohamed Salah.
El Neni,
who is actually the player.
Is Aboutrika still playing?
He's not playing anymore. He's like
a... Where are the lot of good players? You mentioned two.
Yeah, two.
Uh-huh.
Where's Lott? Remember, what's the guy?
Zidane.
Zidane doesn't play anymore.
Who played for Amido?
Mido, who was coaching something.
For Wigan. Remember, who's the guy who came in who played for Wigan for half a season? He was scoring goals.
Bularus? God, no, Khalid
Bularus.
Amir Zaki.
Khalid Bularus played for Netherlands.
Yeah, anyway, guys, there are like 13 groups in AFCON qualifiers. Each with four teams. So please forgive us for not going through all of the results. We'll go through the ones that we like.
Let's talk about the ones that matter. Shlompo Kekana's.
Jesus.
Shlompo.
Who's Shlompo? It sounds like penis.
As long as I can say.
How does Shlompo sound like penis?
Shlompo.
It kind of does.
Shlompo.
What the mpo is that?
Shlompo.
Shlong.
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 Shlong. Shlong. Shlong penis.
No.
You see? Did you see that leap? It's very close.
It's very close. Like a...
Can we talk about that goal though?
Quality.
The one from
instinct.
Behind.
From behind the halfway line.
Sorry.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
Get your mind out the gutter.
We've got a message from Yao Koduwa Agiekum. Zimbabwe needs an ass whooping from Nigeria. Ivory Coast and Ghana
so badly that they need like a 10-year application.
Your face!
What?
Your face!
Your own commentator was praising our team in your country.
That's
Charles Mabika. What? JJ Okocha. Class. Oh my God. JJ. Wow. So good
fired.
He named him twice.
What? They named him twice.
About 15 years ago.
It doesn't matter. You still need another 10 years before you can even stay on the same pitch.
We'll still chow Nigeria. Bring them to the national. Bring them to Rufaro.
You wish.
South Africa.
Can you
chow
Bafana?
Cameroon. Bafana drew a blank again after impressing away from home. They lie third in group L or M with 3 points from 4 games. 5 points behind leaders Cameroon with 2 games to go. and some believe that there is still hope. For example, Sheikh Mashaba, who says that he thinks he has seen enough from his charges to suggest that they will qualify for the World Cup. They failed to qualify for AFCON.
World Cup.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay.
For AFCON in a team in a group that had Mauritania and Gambia.
Why is Bafana Bafana? This is goes out to the whole nation. Why are Bafana Bafana
so shit?
Absolutely trash. What is this?
Wow. Kong.
They
Kong.
Have all Kong. The resources.
It's highly paid.
But no,
it's
Kong. They have all everything. You have the Kong, best. Guys. You have the best resources.
It's Kong.
You have the best.
Guys, let's not even
women.
Debate. It's just Kong.
You have the best everything. You have
exactly.
Everything.
Kong.
No, they're there to let the other teams shine, guys.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, we're doing our goodwill.
Oh. Oh, wow. You're doing a goodwill.
I just don't see it, man. They've got every guys like what's that island country with 100,000 people?
Seychelles?
No, man. The
one
Cape that's
Verde.
Cape Verde.
They're number one in Africa.
Number one in Africa. They're 200,000 people in the whole country.
But they've got 11 footballers who can like
you.
In a country of 56 million South Africans, you can't get 11 players on a pitch to do what?
We play soccer. 200,000.
You play. Oh
right. It goes down in the DMs.
It go down. Go down.
Fire.
You should go down in the penalty box.
Okay, so what must happen for Bafana now?
Disband
the
team.
They need Mandela's ghost to come and
guys. FIFA fucked with Madiba Magic last week when they said that we paid for the World Cup. Okay.
So. It was worth every cent.
It was worth
every cent.
Do you know what? Sometimes corruption isn't as bad as people make it out to be.
Thin line.
Do you know? Like, right? It's I wouldn't mind paying for a World Cup in Africa, the first one ever.
Yes.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind.
Guys,
I don't
mind. I intended
paying for
a World Cup game.
What's 10 million? What's 10
million?
What
is $10 million at the end of the day?
Granted, it was New Zealand, Paraguay, but
you
because of
the World
bribe.
Cup game.
Yes.
Yes.
Because of the bribe.
Yeah.
So it's not a bribe, it's a charitable donation. Philanthropic movement, I think that's the best way to describe
all
it.
All right, let's discuss Zimbabwe versus Swaziland.
Oh,
and we are joined by Barry Manandi via Skype. Barry, are you there?
But Nicolette, just quickly.
Yes, I am, guys. How's it going?
Hi, Barry. How are you?
Cool. Barry sounds like a porn star.
Oh man, shut
no,
the
come
fuck
on.
Up.
He's like, hi, I'm cool.
I can assure you, I don't have a moustache like a porn star.
So Barry, we're talking about AFCON qualifiers. We're talking about South Africa. We've spoken about Nigeria. Your 2 cents on those?
I think Nigeria just went to sleep at the wrong time in that first leg.
Yeah.
I think get over the line. Get the job done, get the 3 points, walk away. The draw really, really did them down. But I think they've got a very good side. They'll be very unfortunate to make the cut. So I rate Nigeria very highly at the moment. I think that was good. But Zimbabwe, I think, is the big story.
Oh, God. Zimbabwe is the big story here. Yes.
Yeah.
Two Zimbabweans.
Yes.
Two Zimbabweans.
Yeah. So were you at the National Sports Stadium on Saturday? Was it Sunday? Sunday? Monday?
Yes,
it was Monday.
It was Monday afternoon. Yes, we were.
Yeah.
Butchery at the National Sports Stadium. Like an abattoir.
It was beautiful.
Absolutely killed.
Kama Biliat. How about him, eh?
Oh, Moses Chuma
Biliat. Kama Biliat. What class. He absolutely changed the game. And you know what? We were sitting in the stands and wondering what on earth Kalisto Pasua, the coach, was thinking, leaving him out. Yeah, they talked about fatigue or whatever, but this lad is being paid hundreds of thousands of rands. He's got to run out and play football. So brings him on at after in the second half, and he absolutely transforms the game. All of the players around him came alive. Kudama actually looked like a different player, and he just transformed things. And within the space of 10 minutes, the game had turned on its head, and we were 2-0 up. It ended 4-0. You know, that's what we do. Walk away. Got 3 points.
Falling asleep just listening to this.
Oh. Zimbabwe are on their way to AFCON.
But is it a bit too early, though? We've got like two more games left.
We've got two games. We just need to win one game, right? Is it one game?
You know, it's one game technically. And this is the thing about the AFCON qualifiers, I suppose, any qualifiers.
Yeah.
We all whip out the calculators. The worst thing to happen to Zimbabwe was yesterday when Guinea won 2-1 against Malawi.
Yeah.
Because that put them on 5 points and brought them back into the conversation.
Yeah.
So what it is yes, Zimbabwe needs to win their next match against Malawi, get the 3 points, get to 11 points. But if Guinea beats Swaziland, then it's going to come down to a shootout in that last match with Guinea versus Zimbabwe.
Okay.
And yeah, how do you see their chances if we're making it at AFCON? What do you think? You know, I don't know if you want to jump the gun here, but
they being Zimbabwe.
Yes,
yes, they being Zimbabwe.
Yeah. I think we've got as good a chance as we've ever had to qualify for AFCON. But stranger things have happened. Mm-hmm. Zimbabwe always falls at the last hurdle, so we're all sort of holding our breath and crossing fingers and all sorts. Yeah. But this is a very good opportunity. I think this side, if managed correctly and the players used effectively as they were in that second half of Monday afternoon, I think can beat most of the teams in Africa, because we've got very exciting prospects going forward.
Durag Jesus is just rolling his eyes in the studio here. Yeah.
And Mr. Rusike.
Maybe most of the sides in COSAFA.
Oh, come on.
And I mean, the Sparta Prague defender, sorry.
I don't know.
The Sparta Prague defender, he scored yesterday. I can't pronounce his name.
Yeah, Costa Namuinesu.
Namuinesu, yeah, that's it. the Sparta, yeah. I mean, he's a towering, he was brilliant. I mean, that goal he scored, the header, gang over the defenders, and he's been playing in the Europa League, playing quite well, and he seems like he's Zimbabwe's answer to John Terry.
he really Wait, maybe John Terry of 5 years ago, but absolutely. He's so imperious at the back,
imperious.
And also, look, it's difficult to find a ball playing centre half, but in Costa we've absolutely found one. He's great with the ball at his feet. He's dominant in the air, and as we saw with that goal, he's able to boss it in the box as well, either box, whether defensively or offensively.
Either box.
So he's really, really something. And for me, just personal opinion, I think I really love Willem Katsande, salt and vinegar, love him to bits, but I think that armband should go to Costa.
Yes, I believe so as well.
Now, there was a scandal prior to kickoff on Monday, the fact that the players weren't coming out of the hotel room because of unpaid bonuses, I think about $42,000 for games between Malawi and Swaziland as well previously.
Can you blame them?
I don't blame them.
43 G's.
But what happened? Who came in the final minute and paid these sheets? We want to know what is the story behind the story here. What happened and who paid this money?
How is that new PF?
Mr. Sir Wicknell?
Actually, no. Here's the thing, though. Zimbabwe is in a very unique situation. I think we're the only ones in the world that has, as our main sponsor, an individual. For the entire Football Association.
Wow.
His name is Wicknell
Chivayo. Who's sponsoring everyone?
He's sponsoring everything.
Yes.
So
he's a blesser.
It was a case whereby those unpaid bonuses or that dispute was around monies owed from the old administration.
Okay.
So given that we've got a drawdown facility of $1 million from Wicknell, all they did was they sorted that out through that. Okay. And it's come Wicknell through in a major way for all the teams. I mean, we're talking the ladies team, the Mighty Warriors. They've been taken care of quite well. And now the Warriors as well. There was a huge knees up, a royal party after the Swazi game where it went deep into the night, and you know, nobody paid for anything. It was all Chiangwa and Chivayo paying for everything. So yeah, it's good times in Zimbabwe.
Pop champagne,
pop champagne.
Let's hope the coffers are deep.
And Sean Don, baby.
Zimbabwean football is on the up. We're back.
And remember, we've got the strongest currency in Africa.
Yes.
The US dollar.
Oh my goodness.
Barry, it's always great chatting to you, man. Thanks so much for coming on to the
show.
Thanks
very much,
respect.
Barry.
Booyakasha.
Lovely.
Ciao.
Thanks, guys. And bring on Nigeria.
Cheers, man.
In 10 years,
man. Too much Indomie in Nigeria.
Yeah.
Eating too much carbs, bro.
How are you guys and gonna fufu keep up and Greek. Out of H2O?
Do you know what we forgot to ask Barry, actually?
What?
How does he think the PSL owes its rise in quality to Zimbabwe?
South Africa owes a lot to Zimbabwe,
South
actually.
Owes
if
a lot
not,
Zimbabwe.
If not,
yeah. Come, PSL, come on!
The PSL is just one of the many things.
Anyway, let us move on swiftly. What else is coming? I'm just like,
Namibia were beaten by Burundi.
Namibia were beaten by
don't care about Namibia.
Guys,
football.
There's a story here. There's a takeaway here.
What?
Namibia have a national team.
Yeah.
That's the team.
No, but
that's
we've
growth.
Known about this.
That's the growth. That's growth.
No, they have had a national
that's
team.
That's growth,
for a while.
Guys. That's growth.
Come on.
Big up. Big up yourself, Namibia, for that national football team. Big up yourself.
Look at COSAFA elitism. Look at you.
COSAFA elitism.
Look at you, Zimbabwe.
Sudan won.
Look at Zimbabwe looking Sudan
won.
Teams.
Sudan won. Ivory Coast won. So the Ivory Coast drew against Minnows Sudan. And
But I don't get that. How did they draw against Sudan, man? They've been in civil war for like 24 years. It doesn't make sense.
Crimes. Wow.
But I guess, look, were they playing South? It's not South Sudan. It's the actual, the other Sudan.
A message from Zandile Mseleni. Snooze first about the bloody Zimbabwean crap. Come on!
Thank you!
Come on!
Thank you!
Come on!
Thank you, my chief! Thank you!
But I mean,
thank you.
You wouldn't be even watching.
Flying the flag for Southern Africa.
Dude, come on!
They wouldn't be watching international football if it wasn't for us helping. No freedom in this country, bro.
Tower Bank lived in my neighborhood in Ashton
Park.
Yeah,
guys.
Your liberators were living in our backyard.
We liberated this country.
Bastard. Thank you, Zandile, for that message.
Zandile's dating a Zim guy.
it's a
Zim guy.
Yellow bones and yellow number plates.
Yellow bones and yellow number plates was a big hit at Rhodes University. Let us move on to international friendlies and some World Cup qualifiers. Paraguay 2, Brazil 2. And Neymar lets Brazil pick up valuable point away from home. They were 2-0 down, eh?
Shame, yeah.
Yeah, and Danny Alves, I think the Hulk, scored.
Was it Hulk?
I don't know. They all look the same to me.
Yeah, I don't know what
that's not racist. They all look the same to me.
Who looks the same?
Chile 4-1.
Hulk and Danny Alves.
They do look the same.
They do look the same, right?
They kind of do.
Except one has a big ass.
Yeah.
And
exactly.
The other one doesn't.
And one is a serial killer because he tattoos his name across his fucking chest.
No, everyone does that. Don't you have a tattoo of your name on your chest?
Well, something that symbolizes my.
So you're a serial killer. Oh my God, on air.
Essentially.
There's a guy from Rhodes who used to have a Superman.
Woo! Yeah,
on his
saw
on
that.
His
on
chest,
on his and his chest. On his chest or on his
chest.
X-Files.
On his chest or on his peen.
What? What happens when his hair grows? Like.
Maybe he's hairless. Maybe he doesn't have hair.
He trims it in the shape of the
of the S.
Maybe he doesn't have hair there.
No, 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 no.
Maybe
he doesn't have chest hair.
I do.
You don't?
I do. I do.
Yeah. Do you shave your chest hair?
No. That's your virility, man.
Unless you're a Guido.
I do.
Unless you go to Morningside.
I wax it. Yeah.
Why?
Oh, even my armpit hair. You don't do that?
No. Armpit hair is a no-no.
Why do you shave?
No, you wax your armpit hair.
Yeah.
But
you gotta wax
it. But it's natural, though.
No.
You're
a man.
No, you have to get rid of your armpit hair.
But it's not like I expose my armpits. For women, it's needed.
Nah, B. You have to.
Please shave your armpits.
You can't be walking around with a tuft of Amazon jungle sticking out your nabi.
It naturally falls off when it gets
big, bro. Also, people with like long armpit hair tend to stink more.
Yeah.
Because the deodorant doesn't penetrate
the skin.
Doesn't get to the heart of the matter.
The hairs, they just keep it up.
So when you're going to your barber, you're like, sorry, can you just do this thing here?
Yeah.
Can you just do the left?
I don't
left
go to the barber.
And if
I
your barber is loyal,
can you do your left? Can you do my left arm?
Give me a fade on my armpit hair.
Give me a fade. Armpit hair. Okay,
can
let's
you relax
move
my
on.
Armpit?
Let's
you
move on. Let's
armpit,
move on.
You guys, Nicolette. Yeah,
obviously, I mean, look at her. She's
you have to.
She's a vision.
Who choose your barbers over your
she's, did you
no,
see
no,
her
I
when
wouldn't.
She walked in here?
Wouldn't.
Did you see what you guys missed out? I was walking behind her.
You were walking behind her.
I was walking behind her. Yeah. Anyway, Paraguay 2, Brazil 2, Venezuela 1. Chile 4. Chile get back to winning ways after losing to Argentina on, was it Sunday?
Is Sanchez playing? Did he play?
He played, yeah, he did play. He showed off his V cuts, those things that ladies love.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
like, he's always pulling up his
shirt.
Yeah,
that's why. And then Argentina 2, Bolivia 0. Messi scores from the penalty spot to give him his 50th goal of his Argentina national team career.
And 500th for club and country.
And 500th for club and country.
And he hasn't spoken to Maradona in 5 years. How's that?
Really?
Supposedly, I heard even Aguero had a very big falling out of Maradona.
Yeah, because didn't Aguero like cheat on Maradona's daughter? Yeah.
Oh, yes, yeah. So he cheated on Maradona's daughter, and then they broke up.
You know what? We're gonna stop this Zimbabwe slander. A message from Yao Kuru Agiekumi says you guys spent like 20 minutes speaking about Zimbabwe.
Yeah, why?
That's enough Zimbabwe talk for the next 20 years.
For the next 20 years, 20 minutes.
Guys,
come on.
Excuse me. No one cares about Zimbabwean so football.
Up until we win AFCON.
Yeah. Shut never. You're not Zambia.
When there's an open top bus parade in the middle of Harare.
We will be there.
Reporting live.
No,
you won't be able to because you will be in an old age home by then.
England. Also, Argentina finally got revenge. As payback to Bolivia for assisting the CIA in killing Che Guevara.
Oh,
that
2-0
win.
Nice.
Yes, yes. England 1, Netherlands 2.
Oh, shit, England.
Ebola of football.
Ebola. But
they
like,
they had. But they started
beat
like,
the world champions. You'd have thought England are world champions.
You know what? Basically, the thing with the Germany game, Germany just went to sleep.
England played well, guys. Let's not take away from the substitutions.
They came on. We saw what happened.
England come back from 2-0 down.
Please, man.
Come on. Please.
Where does play well come in when
they play?
It doesn't come in.
I mean, please. Where does play well come in?
Either way, this is typical England, bro. Beat the world champions, lose to
one of the worst sides
of all time.
And they always play well against Germany.
Yeah, they do.
Because
they won 5-0, Simon.
English freaking fetishize murdering millions. They don't ever play well against Germany.
They don't ever play well. They won 5-1 against Germany in Berlin when Heskey scored a hat-trick.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And since then...
No,
They drew 1-1 at Wembley.
They have a good record against Germany.
And then
they rouse themselves up for Germany.
It's about World War II.
But
who starts up front for England?
They won the battle, but Germany won the war because look at the economy.
Two World Wars, one World Cup, as they say.
Look at the economies. Look at their women.
Two World Wars, one World Cup, man.
Two World Wars, one World Cup.
Yeah, that's
and Germany won. Germany won the World Cup. Mm. Yeah. As well, so it's now 3-1.
But they lost two World Wars.
Yeah, well,
guys,
yeah.
But I mean, I guess, look at the economy.
I guess they annihilated like 8 million people, so there's that as well.
Okay, yeah.
Germans have shown remorse,
not like
South African apartheid activists.
No, those ones, because you see, Germans killed other white people.
Oh, so they're like, listen, we have to apologize for this. When they kill black guys, like, listen, guys, yeah, but like, I wasn't there.
There's already too many of you,
get over it, Bree. It's been 20 years, Bree.
I wasn't even there.
Bree, just get over it, say,
Oh my God, and the blacks.
And the blacks.
Like, I was telling Mavis, Mavis.
No, it's.
Oh my God,
it's
do Florence. Not touch the MacBook.
Do not touch the MacBook, okay?
If you don't take the dogs out for a walk,
if you come to my house today, you'll see so many black oaks, Bree.
So many black oaks. I got a black oak working in the garden.
Tabu.
Yes.
Tabu.
Oh, Chepu. I'm friends with Chepu. Oh, my God. I give Chepu my leftovers.
He's like my best black friend.
Anyway, let's move over from apartheid slander. Is there such a thing called apartheid
slander?
No, there isn't.
No, because it's true.
It's true. It's factual.
It's the truth. It's everyday life.
Portugal 2. Belgium won. I think the only thing that was standing out from that game, not really Nani, but Romelu Lukaku's little brother.
Jordan Lukaku
assisted him, and Nani was looking good, and Cristiano scored another goal.
Talking about Jordan,
56.
You know Harry Redknapp is the manager of Jordan.
Isn't he the director of something?
He's the manager of Jordan.
First game, they won 8-0 against Bangladesh. My beloved Bangladesh.
Does Bangladesh even have an
Harry? Harry.
Do they have
soccer cleats?
They do. They just don't like football much. They like cricket.
Right.
Yeah.
And academics.
And tea.
And
Germany 4, Italy 1.
Wow.
Germany 4, Italy 1.
Jeez,
Mario Götze. Semi-silence is the Dodgers.
No, not really.
I saw Bonucci go off with a bad injury.
But Al Sharawi's goal.
I didn't see that.
That's the goal of the game for me, though.
And rumors are Götze is going to Liverpool.
To Liverpool. There's talk about it. I think it's going to happen.
Yeah.
He hasn't fulfilled his potential at Bayern.
I've been missing too many games because I don't have DSTV.
You just stream. He just has so much data.
Why am I paying $900 for DSTV? Why?
You can stream it for free.
Only watch it twice a week. What? Why am I paying 900 rand for DSTV?
All right. And then finally, France 4, Russia 2. Both your boys N'Golo Kanté and Dimitri Payet score for France.
Oh my God, that
Dimitri
goal.
Did you see that?
Oh my God. The French commentators.
I wanted to cry.
Dimitri Payet. Magnifique. Goal.
Say magnifique.
Say magnifique.
Dimitri Payet.
I just came out an orgasm. It's wet. It's wet outside in the front.
It's wet.
It's wet. Everywhere it's raining. Orgasm. What a goal.
It's a raining orgasm.
Did I take that too far? Was that too much? Did I?
No, that is literally what I was thinking when the goal went in.
Forget football. I want to know about Generations and Nicolette.
Yeah, actually.
Tell us.
Tell us about Generations and Nicolette. So now you're on Generations.
Let's talk about Adam Johnson.
No. We're not talking about Generations.
We're not talking about pedophiles at this moment.
We're not talking about pedophiles. Talk about him later. Yeah, let's talk about Generations. Tell us about Generations. And so you're on Generations now?
Well, I'm still shooting.
Still,
tell us about your character, man.
Well, like, tell us about your character in general. Is this a spoiler alert?
I don't think I'm allowed to tell you about my character. Okay.
But is it? Give us an overview. Yeah.
Is she a Scotani like you in real life?
Dude, Nicolette in the club.
Did you just see the way she looked at me?
Makes it rain. Like, I met her in Cubana in like 2012. I was still doing articles.
Have
so
you been to
mass
with Nicolette?
And
she makes it rain.
She just started making it rain on everyone. She's like, that is.
You guys are lying. These lies that you're telling.
I haven't seen you since 2009.
Grab a bottle. Grab a bottle. Here's a bottle.
These lies.
What? She bought drinks for everyone.
Oh, man.
Even her ex.
Who's my ex? I don't have exes.
Hey, look, look.
Who's my ex?
Look, there two.
The one with the Superman tattoo.
No, I don't.
What? Which one?
Yeah.
I don't have exes.
Okay.
Oh, sorry, Slim.
You have. Sorry, so Slim. What are they?
They don't exist. Shadows. When I walk out of them in MASH, I'm like, woo.
Shadows.
After the show, someone is gonna go on Instagram and be like, after all. Nicolette
Shenanigans. All right. Tell us about
your character.
There isn't much to tell right now.
Yeah.
So hopefully by the time I debut.
When are you going to come on? So
I
we
think
know
it's
to,
in May. I'm
to
not
tune
sure.
in. On.
Yeah, you guys must watch Generations. It's such a good show, man.
We're
going to watch another
show. Something else now? Generations.
Do you wear short shorts in this?
No, I'm not. I'm not going to be another Sharon, guys.
Dude, you're married.
That's not going to happen. He kind of forgets this one. No,
so you don't wear short shorts.
Another Sharon.
Are you another Sharon?
Another Sharon, guys.
Is she the one who talks about snakes?
I think so. Is that the one with the Zimbabwean snake?
On with Mubango. The bomb. No, she's on Generations.
Yeah, the one with the snake. The Zimbabwean snake. No,
the Zimbabwean black cock.
A few years ago went viral.
Yeah, with the huge.
With the sanus.
Isn't
it?
Only Mubango takes girls with the big.
Is that so? Why did you go there?
Aye, vendor. Yeah. What will I say?
Can you not take Lito Talituva?
No, she would dislocate her jaw, man, trying to speak there.
Lito Talituva.
I can't believe.
Azwingisi.
Okay, and you also have Assertiveness TV, the talk show on Khao TV.
Yes, and she is very assertive.
Oh, brilliant.
She's very assertive.
What's Assertiveness TV?
So
Channel 265 on DSTV.
Khao TV, right?
Okay. Yes. Sorry.
So Assertiveness is a talk show. It's quite interesting because we talk to ordinary people. So we're not trying to bring in, you know, celebrities and people
like us. Yeah.
Like you guys. Yeah. So I don't know how we work around it.
Yeah.
Maybe you guys must wear masks.
Yeah, I know. Like, he wears a mask all the time.
All the time.
Yes, he has to. Yeah.
So yeah, we talk about anything and everything.
Oh, wow.
Brilliant. Yeah,
Assertiveness in the boardroom and the bedroom.
Yes.
Assertiveness in the, yes.
Yes.
Slay.
The boardroom and the bedroom.
So when does Assertiveness come on? When does Assertiveness
the climaxes
air?
That we are reaching.
Yes,
in this room.
Yes.
Assertiveness plays on Mondays and Tuesdays at 4:30. Okay. Again on Channel 265.
Only.
Guys, I work in advertising.
Yeah, we know that.
But
yeah.
I never take opportunities to like do
no,
like,
no,
advertising.
Plug away.
Plug.
You can catch Nicolette at this weekend. I'll be on the decks.
You can also see her at the MASH.
You can find me at MASH.
It sounds like Metro FM on a Friday evening.
Oh, wow.
All right, let's move along swiftly to...
Who's that really lame guy on Live Amp?
What us?
Oh my god.
He's not lame.
He's not lame. Yo, bad bears love that guy. Bitches love that guy, bro.
Bitches love that guy.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Girls love that guy.
Is he the like?
I'm just smiling because I'm smiling.
Oh,
he's a
light
skin
guy.
He's a colored. He's a colored.
Yeah, Dalak.
He's a colored. Yes, he's a colored.
Warwick, guys.
Warwick.
Oh. Yeah, but he's Waras.
He's Waras.
He's Waras.
Because he's worried.
Yeah, because he's a worried dude. Some news. The man who planted the seedlings of what would be Barcelona today, Johan Cruyff, died last week after a long battle with cancer. R.I.P. to a true legend.
Fuck him.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Trust to like Jesus what? To be like that. Yep.
I give zero fucks about Johan Cruyff.
Tell us, give us a reason.
You know
racist.
What?
Why you hurt, fam? Why racist. You hurt, fam?
Racist.
After yeah. this,
and didn't, like, and didn't like Louis van Gaal.
But Louis van Gaal.
So
is a
why
prick.
Is that a why is that a bad thing? He didn't like Louis van Gaal
because he was being a prick about it. And how dare he say to Edgar Davids, "You're only here because you're black."
Yeah, we look. Every man.
Wow. Don't you?
No,
dare.
No. Don't.
I'm
don't
not
defend that.
I'm not defending defend him. That. I'm not defending. I'm just saying that in his death, we don't like.
Fuck that. What?
What?
Are you? If you were shit in life, you're shit in death. What?
Are you going to piss all over his legacy?
That. When Margaret Thatcher
so
died,
shall
I
not
spent
speak ill
no,
of the dead.
Margaret
dead.
Thatcher.
No, we speak ill of all dead.
Margaret fuck. Thatcher drowned in a pool of her own piss.
Exactly.
She
oh
died.
God.
Exactly. We can still speak.
She deserved it.
Exactly. And Cruyff.
By Johan Cruyff and Margaret Thatcher, two different.
No,
things.
No, no, no.
Okay, let's move along from this. We're not going anywhere with this.
What's happening in Sasko Diski?
Ish.
PSL.
Yeah, we'll talk about that next week. El Clasico is this weekend. Who's going to win? Barcelona?
Barca.
Obviously.
Who do you like in Barca? Do you like Barcelona football?
Yeah. What are you saying?
She likes
I love Barca.
Really? Why? Yes. Why?
She just licked her lips.
Because
guys.
Of Messi.
She just licked her lips.
No,
Messi.
I don't like them because of Messi.
Because
don't
of
say
who?
Things like that.
Neymar.
Are you guys okay. trying to make me a typical girl here?
Yes,
no.
but you also need to speak into the mic. Like just yeah, like
yeah, yeah.
Put it closer.
Ish.
Suck
and I'm usually so
oh wow, we have people who are so uncouth in the back there. She said suck it like something.
Another Nicolette anecdote. What?
Yes.
2008.
Don't do this.
In the middle of a club, our very crowded
Sweaty
club in Grahamstown called EQ.
Yeah.
Where it used to rain sweat from the ceiling.
And so champagne bottles.
And champagne
no,
but
no.
It was really
sparkling wine.
Room.
Sparkling wine.
Really Jason
sparkling wine from the roof.
So we're in VIP.
We in VIP.
Was there VIP?
Yeah, yeah. Well, it was the
smoking
area.
Area.
The smoking area. Oh, okay. I was wondering. I was like, oh, I thought the smoking area.
The smoking area.
You know, the music is muted. You know, everyone's having a conversation.
Yeah.
And Nicolette stands up in the middle of the VIP.
In the VIP.
Guys! Listen to me! I love anal! I'm not ashamed!
I
swear
okay.
to God.
This is Nicolette slander. We will not stand for this.
Can you guys keep quiet?
We will not stand for this.
So that Theo can speak? Because he's got something to say.
I think this is a bit too graphic for...
He's lying!
Even,
why are you lying?
Even our...
He's lying.
No, that's impossible.
Direct Jesus is lying. Direct Jesus is lying.
Direct Jesus, why are you lying?
Look!
Why are you lying though? Why are you lying?
I'm not ashamed.
Why are you lying?
Do like Jesus must just sit
this
down.
This is
we might mute him.
I don't even know what to say.
Okay,
now.
We need to just rush through this now. The man who we spoke about Aston Villa have parted ways with Remy Gard.
I don't blame him.
The usual mutual consent vibe was thrown out. Was it really mutual? He'd fucked up.
No, he got fired. Bro.
Yeah, he got fired. So what's next for Villa?
They're going down in the DMs. They're going down to the championship.
You listen to black music.
Sorry. Yeah.
He listens to
I
black
do.
Music.
Between concertos of Beethoven.
Yes.
And Bach.
And Bach.
Know, one of those. Yeah. Yeah. But
okay.
What's his name? YG. Is it YG who did that? The DMs?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No,
Yo
Gotti.
Yo Gotti.
Oh, Yo Gotti. Sorry.
Yeah. YG.
YG. Someone else.
No, I don't know.
It.
You just abbreviated.
YG, someone else.
Just abbreviated. Okay. All right, cool. England and Stokekeeper Jack Butland is out after he broke his ankle.
Sure.
No one cares about him. Anthony Martial has said that he laughs whenever Louis van Gaal screams at him during training.
Doesn't Martial look like he doesn't give a shit?
He doesn't
shit.
Give a fuck. Like
he looks
guy
like
has
he really.
Children. Does, wait, how many? Two kids?
Does he have kids?
He's got
yeah.
two kids, yeah.
How do these kids have kids?
He's 19. He got married at 18, man.
He finishes like that.
Oh,
how
wow.
Do you think he finishes,
the guy's
finishes
a family man.
He's a finisher. Yeah. That's a finisher of a father.
Yeah.
19 years old. Even, remember Rafa De Silva? He had two kids.
He had two
got
kids,
married
yeah.
at 18.
No, but.
But he was a super Christian.
Does Raheem Sterling not have kids as well?
Yeah, he has.
Didn't we dispel that rumor that he doesn't have 17? No, but we did dispel that rumor. He has two, I think, or one. Yeah,
he
one
had
or
two.
Two
kids when he was 17.
Yeah, something like that. And then James Milner has claimed that Daniel Sturridge is indeed like Kun Aguero, but better because he trains harder.
Jesus, Lord. James Milner
says
former
Sturridge,
Leeds youngster
former
wants
Leeds.
To come and compare Daniel Sturridge and Kun Aguero.
And Kun Aguero.
Okay, guys.
It's close because of the injury records.
The gap isn't so much, eh?
The gap between Aguero and Daniel Sturridge isn't so much. I've heard it all.
Is it?
Aguero is like a 95. Sturridge is like an 89. Sturridge, fully fit.
Do you know how long it takes you to get to a 95 from 89 on FIFA?
Exactly.
No, long. It'll take you like seven seasons.
There's no way you can get
20 goals.
You need to be like scoring 30 goals minimum.
Minimum.
Guys. Is not
Zlatan Ibrahimovic could be headed to the EPL after he revealed that he has had offers from the EPL for next season. Ooh. He will be 35 though.
For a season, like take his bow. This will be his final.
I think he can still go like 3 or 4 seasons.
No ways, man.
Because he's changed this game, man. He can even drop deep.
He can drop deep and play as a 10.
I don't think. But if 3 seasons, he'll be 38. He'll be 38 and playing football. In the Premiership, hardest, most toughest league.
Guys,
in the world.
Cambiaso was bodying. Cambiaso was bodying niggas in the Premiership. Premiership is just full
just
of headless chickens.
It's headless just full of headless chickens.
It's full of headless chickens. If you are tactically astute,
N'Golo Kante.
Exactly, like N'Golo Kante. He's fucking a headless chicken. Tall. He's 3 feet tall.
So what?
But he's 3
so
feet tall.
So is Messi.
No, he's 3 feet tall, but he has tactical nous.
Yeah, he does.
And he's smarter than the average GM. That's why he's able. Dude, he's not about the tackles. He's about interceptions. He has the most interceptions in Europe's 4 big leagues.
Yeah.
So it's when you get to the Premiership and you're a cut above everyone else in terms of tactics, you always excel. Always. Always. Okay.
All right. So now we need to move on to our favorite segment, the theme of the week.
Ooh,
no, it's not favorite stars. Yet. Not there are no porn stars.
Porn stars.
Oh, strippers.
It's time for the theme of the week. And we are discussing
African football.
African football, and we're discussing what is that thing?
It's CAF.
It's CAF.
I think the Nigerian.
It's CAF.
Nigeria should take the lead on this.
We're talking about unpaid match bonuses. And the curse of African football.
I think this is Nigeria's strong suit.
Dude, it's just since the since the 80s, we've always had issues with unpaid bonuses. You have the Minister of Sport. In fact, not the head of NFA will come to Michelangelo. I'm snitching.
Yeah, you're snitching.
Because Michelangelo, tell my niggas, hey,
give me some
guys,
fire girls.
I need minimum of 15 girls.
Minimum
15 girls. No, I'm not joking. This guy will.
How old is he, man?
Rent out a freaking floor at the Michelangelo.
Yeah.
Get all the women in UJ, and yet not pay bonuses.
Wait,
Hold up. The women from where?
From UJ, from Le Borderes.
Dude,
do they have to specifically be from UJ?
Yeah, no.
It's an example.
Is this part of the bonus or the?
No. It's not for the player.
It's for himself.
Is this Samson? It's not Samson.
Meanwhile,
Samson's
the players
CSC,
aren't
is
getting. NFA, not our coach.
Yeah. I mean, we've just discussed the Zimbabwe issue now, where they didn't get out of the hotel room for 42,000. Last World Cup, we had Ghana. With how much was the Ghana?
They had to fly in the money.
And
I remember, I'll never forget the picture of. Forget his name. He was kissing. There was a. He was holding $100,000, kissing it, and with his eyes closed, outside
but
his hotel room.
Supporters.
Yeah, but thank
hold
you.
Hold it, rant. Hold is it.
To hold a nation for ransom.
Ransom. Yeah.
Look, I think there's two sides to this coin. These guys sometimes they do play on without getting anything from their national associations, and in some instances, they need to get paid.
But we're talking bonuses, not their salaries.
No, even match fees and appearances. Sometimes they don't get paid.
I remember even Zim. Remember when we played Malawi? Zim players had to take a bus
to Malawi
from Harare to Malawi. A bus, man. They had to go.
And they still won.
And they still won.
I would also win after
about 14 hours.
We're used to hardship.
And they went to this. And then now you go there. There's guys who are paying $46,000. Like it's
nothing.
But where did Zim players expect money to come from?
Look, our FA is
where is this but
I think like the Nigerian FA we also have been in
no
in,
you guys
in
are
difficult.
Small boys. No, you guys are small boys compared
instead
to
of
the Nigerian
instead of thieving
FA. Nigerian FA it's endemic. You cannot be in football administration in Nigeria without being a fucking criminal.
is Danny Makachi, is he also
he's in the coaching setup. I'm talking about the administrators.
Oh, right, okay.
These guys will go to a fucking under 12 World Cup with an entourage of like 60. With an entourage of 60. I'm giving you a crude example, but that's how corrupt and shameless those fuckers are.
I mean, if you look at even Cameroon, Samuel Eto'o was reading saying that the same pitches he's playing on now, he was playing on while he was still playing, are the same ones when he was playing there when he was 15 years old.
Yeah.
They have not changed.
Maintenance.
No maintenance. Money has come in from CAF. and FIFA, from FIFA, yeah. And the money hasn't been spread. It gets to the national, you know, football
association. That's the problem with African
and
football.
And it disappears.
That's the problem with African football.
They tried to build in Ivory Coast. Mamadou Gaye was saying there was
It's CAF.
Yeah. They tried to build a women's football program, a big training center. He went in there. He said there was like one man who was standing there on like sitting in a garden chair while like 12 girls ran around like a pitch with overgrown grass. Wow. There was no facilities. There was barely any water.
That's the problem with African football.
And the money had gone missing. Yeah. And remember the FA president for Cameroon was actually in jail. And he was running for president while he was in jail.
Wow.
Give me this thing. I'll do better.
African football. I don't know where.
I'm not saying African football is only corrupt.
Definitely not.
But we've got issues. Sphere,
but
okay,
but
so
we take too much because there's this whole thing of, oh my God, my term is going to be over soon, so I need to get as much cake as
it's my turn to eat.
Take 60%. Chow a little and do something.
Do something.
Yeah. Something that we can.
Okay, so what must happen? Because we obviously know that FIFA and CAF
people need to die.
Okay.
I say chow a little.
Let's talk about practical solutions.
No. People need to die. Like the whole system needs to be dismantled because, I mean, even at junior level, the administrators, just from their first day as an intern, they're already being taught the ways of crime.
Yeah, the ways of crime.
Yeah, they're already being initiated into the underworld, you know? So,
but is it not an opportunity thing? Do you not think that when you come into access of that kind of money, you are just not going to fall, Jay, into that line?
No, but I think it also goes to what happens for you to do that, right? So it means that, are you getting paid enough? Are you getting
the
access?
Job secure?
Is it job secure? Are you not... Are you getting paid enough to look away and say, look, you know, I've got integrity.
Yeah.
I need to look away from this. But most people don't. They get there. They're coming from university or high school. And they know that they've got families to feed. And the systems in place aren't good enough.
Yeah.
And it's a problem.
So how do we fix it?
Look, I think we need to have massive auditing and investigations in terms of
the auditors.
Get PwC, I guess, whoever.
All right, Theo, we love what you have to say. whatever.
Who else do you think?
It's time.
Such morals.
For the laundromat.
What about, have you seen Lydia and Lydia
and
Sekere?
No, we don't care. It's time for the laundromat.
Why do you mute him? Mute him.
We're going to mute you.
We're talking about corruption.
It's time for the laundromat. Okay. This week on the laundromat, we'll start off with Kyrie Irving.
We're talking about corruption.
Like
defeated.
He's so
like,
passionate.
We're talking about corruption.
These things are serious.
We want to talk about the laundromat. Cleveland Cavaliers shooting guard Kyrie Irving is the latest victim of a scourge of male chest pains going all over the world.
Shenanigans.
Shame, guys. So sad.
Waste of time 2016.
Well, how do you say her name? Kehlani.
Hey, wait. She tried to commit suicide.
Apparently, she cheated. Did she cheat on him? What did Party Next Door do? Did he tweet something?
I think he was wearing the guy's shirt.
Shade.
But I don't think it was his shirt. Maybe it was with his name. Come on.
She's a fucking despicable
No, man. We don't slut shame.
No. I'm not slut shaming. Okay, I'm just saying for the act of doing
that. But we don't know what he was doing.
We don't know what happened as well.
Yeah.
And then Chris Brown went and put his mouth in it. And
in who? In her?
No.
In the situation.
In the situation.
Oh, right. I was like,
and he basically slut shamed her and suicide shamed her. For trying to
suicide shame.
No, for trying to side her suey.
There's another one in South Africa, almost the same. Bongani Zungu guy, the one who plays for Sundowns.
Yes. What did
and his girlfriend. And she went and screen mashed his DMs and said, ladies, you can have him.
Ladies, you can have him.
I'm like, girlfriend.
What world are we living
in? And for you, Nicolette,
Columbus Short's wife Instagrammed
fire?
A video of her throwing them out.
Is she fire?
No, she is fire.
Quickly.
She threw him out, threw his clothes all over the lobby.
Oh, I
and
saw
was
that.
Like, yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Adam Johnson is in jail for 6 years, and
was
it turns
that when
out
he was sitting in that chair. Anyway?
And it turns out it's for more than just people; it's also for animals.
Mm.
Extreme animal.
What is extreme animal porn? Like, so
bestiality, bro.
So there's
a level of not extreme.
Guys, yeah, there's tasteful animal.
Anyway, guys, we're gonna have to go now. Remember,
are we being evicted again?
Yeah, it's time for our eviction to happen. Anyway. Just one last thing. There's a Kenyan lady who photoshopped herself into like every picture conceivable, and she got herself a free trip to wherever she wanted to go. And to that lady, we just want to say power to you, because she's our wolf of the week.
And the guy who hijacked the plane?
Yes, for nothing. For a woman.
What do you mean for nothing?
It's for a woman.
How does that translate to nothing?
I can switch this button off your... This has been the Football Show. Remember, be kind to strippers. All boobs matter, and may the swag
be with you.
Be with you.
Even yes. The tired boobs. Cliff Central. The revolution.
I've got something important to tell you. CliffCentral.com.